IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
With the presence of different scholars. IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is Viewpoints, an analysis on the speeches and thoughts of the leader of Iran, Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei. I'm Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio for today's discussion are two Islamic experts from the Islamic House of Qom, Shaykh Qasem Muhammadi and Brother Ali Alavian. Assalamu alaikum to both of you.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
So in a series of the program Viewpoints regarding the speeches of the leader of Iran, Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei, we are mainly concerned with the role that the human beings might have in this life and how Islam and a religious leader like Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei look at human being in different aspects and dimensions. Okay, for today's discussion, we want to talk about the important concept of progress and development as tackled by the leader of Iran, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei. You know, when we talk about progress and development in today's world, Shaykh Qasem Muhammadi, the first things that comes to our mind is this technical development and the industrial progress and development that we see in today's world. Regarding the Islamic point of view and what the leader mentioned, do we mean this exactly or not?
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد وعجل فرجهم. So with respect to the meaning of development, the Islamic notion actually of development and progress, I believe that it exactly goes back to the foundations that we laid in other actually sessions that we had. So to understand this point in its true meaning, we should know the nature of human being, which is consists of two dimensions. First one is the worldly one, the physical one, and the other one the spiritual, and the godly dimension of human beings. So what we actually observe in the countries that are not based on religion or true religions, what they take as development and progress is just the, you know, in its worldly dimension. So the more that you are developed in your industry, you know, the way that people can make money and, you know, other things, so that is actually considered by them as development. But does it matter that how the well-being, the spiritual well-being of the people is?
That's right.
It doesn't matter for them.
But some might say that this kind of development and progress might bring them a kind of welfare too. And this welfare might pave the ground for the welfare in the other world too. I mean, because the welfare of the human beings in general might be a kind of general contribution to the human race and human beings. What's your answer to that?
What I understand is not having money or not being that much wealthy as we have in our traditions is actually considered as a sort of impediment for a person's spirituality. But it doesn't work the other way around, I believe. You know, it doesn't mean that if you are wealthy, it paves the ground for, you know, for you being a spiritual. This is not what we're seeing.
No, not wealthy, but welfare.
Welfare. So
the public welfare that these developments might brought, for example, in today's world, see how
so
this...
How do you define welfare?
This technical development that we see around us so nowadays, from our cell phones to the electricity and the lamps light here, over here, you know, all of these things, you know, has paved the way for the human being in order to have a more facilitated way of life.
Yeah.
But doesn't it help him to focus more on the other aspect of his own entity, that is the spiritual one?
The evidence that we have actually accounts for the otherwise.
Okay.
You know, so what we see now in the industrial countries, the center of their actually focus and intention is now placed towards, you know, those examples of welfare that you mentioned. So it didn't help them in order for getting close and proximity to spirituality, but also actually it actually stopped them and halted them from getting there. Okay. So, but I have to emphasize that I don't mean that we have to be poor or, you know, we have to lack welfare in order for getting a spirituality. I have to reiterate what I said earlier that, yeah, for sure, not having, you know, or not being in a good shape as far as welfare is concerned, for sure is a sort of impediment for a person getting, sometimes at least, getting close to spirituality. But on the other side, it doesn't, you know, work the other way around.
Also, some people think that inside the religious circles that anti-development progress and science might help us very much in order to get richer, I mean, in terms of the spirituality and get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I think this is a wrong interpretation. Mm-hmm. Brother Ali Alavyan, let's get to you, brother. So in the Western philosophy...
What's my take on that, let's say?
Yes. In the Western philosophy, we have with this materialistic progress and development. What's your take on that, brother?
Yeah, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. I want to ask your permission to have a very brief introduction to this actually question. Then, inshallah, definitely I'll dive into it right after this brief introduction.
Yeah, as short as possible, bro.
Yeah. Look, in our previous session, actually, we have started talking about the kind of difference that we have on our, let's say, humanism that we have in Islam and in the West, or let's say in humanistic schools. We said that the center of humanism in Islamic worldview is not the human itself. A human is valued, is expected, is respected, but the center is God.
That's right.
And in the other one, the center of the universe, that everything is at the service of human being. So this is the, I mean, actually a brief introduction to that. As for the progress and development, we can easily see and witness that the progress in the humanistic schools or humanistic look of it is something that actually just pays attention towards materialistic development.
That's all right.
And in Islam, there is actually a collection of both material and spiritual aspects.
That's right.
But very beautifully you pinpointed an issue which needs to be actually discussed and scrutinized, that are we asked to just focus on the spiritual aspect and leave the material aspect? No. Islam wants the materialistic and material pleasures for human being to be at the service of human, and at the same time, spirituality is also looked as something which needs to be paid attention to. So we have understood that there are two dimensions which are looked at. Progress in its materialistic look is not what Islam wants it specifically only. It is only one aspect of it. We need both sides to be collected to each other to actually pave the way for the human being to go towards perfection. In those schools, the more profit you make, the more prosperous, the more progress, and the more developed you are.
Okay.
But in Islamic worldview, the more profit you make is not necessarily something for you to be more prosperous.
I know, this aspect is clear. But the case is that when we talk about technical materialistic developments, we can see the touchable, tangible, results and the fruits.
Yeah.
But when we talk about development in terms of the spirituality, what do we mean exactly?
Look, when we are talking about these developments, we actually, in the sense of the development itself, we have the same idea that they have towards it, like public welfare that you mentioned. But what is important in the Islamic worldview is that how is it distributed? Is it distributed among all the individuals in a society, or again, it is for a certain group of people? Social justice is very important in as a result of these developments and progress. The progress or development which lacks a good distribution among different classes and, let's say, all the individuals in a society is not what Islam is looking for. Islam actually respects the rights of all the people and all the civilians, all the members of the society. But in the other one, when we are talking about more profit to whom? To a certain group of people, a certain layers of the society.
Okay. Thank you much, Ali Alivian and Sheikh Ghassan Mohammadi. So in this way, the human being, when he's put away from being center of the world, and God, the Almighty, is the center, and I mean this theocracy, is ruling over the world, then the meaning of the development and progress might change. And in terms of the religious frameworks that we are living in the Muslim lands, we could see that the people are trying all their best in order to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, my question is this. Doesn't it have any shortcoming, I mean, this kind of belief system? Because we want to limit the progress and development to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but at the same time, the means that we are using are materialistic. I mean, through materialistic ways and materialistic means, we want to reach to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we want to meet the final goal, which is the spiritual development. Isn't this a type of contradiction?
How do you understand that as a contradiction?
For example, in today's world, just look at it this way. There is a final cause of, for example, doing a religious act or action. Mm-hmm. And we are doing all of them through the developments that have been made by the Western world we are criticizing.
Yeah.
Actually, is it true to say that we are looking for the final cause and the means are not important for us, whether they are developed and invented by the Western world or not?
Actually, I may understand.
I think this is an ontological question for you.
Yeah, but okay. Actually, I don't understand, you know, the way that the today's world is working, the way that you are actually portrayed it. By no means, you know, having those, you know, means of welfare make us close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or make a better settings for us getting approximate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Actually, as I mentioned at the beginning of this show, sometimes, you know, there are, or many times, they may sort of play, you know, the role of an impediment to getting close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the thing is that, you know, Islam and religion, the true religion, divine religion, doesn't say that, you know, you just have to focus on your, you know, your spirituality, and you have to forget about, you know, your physical desires or mundane, this worldly desires. This is for sure is not what Islam says or any other true religion would say.
Okay.
But all right. Okay. Can we make use of other, you know, the developments in order for getting pleasure for this world? That is also affirmed and confirmed by Islam. But what is not allowed by Islam is that, you know, to misuse, you know, development and progressing in order for just focusing on the worldly desires of human beings. So again, when we refer to this philosophy of Islam, that there should be God in the center. And if you want to put a human being in the center, it's okay as long as it's defined within the, you know, within the monotheistic understanding of God.
Doesn't it mislead us from getting to the final cause that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?
If you know,
I mean that now the causes become different and various around us, so sometimes we misunderstood the final cause. We are doing it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but the final goal that we are prescribing for ourselves, we are recognizing for ourselves, is not God. It is the very means that we are looking for and very means we are working with.
Yeah, for sure we have to be, you know, always we have to be vigilant about these problems that may go around, you know, getting close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, including this sort of, you know, impediment.
That's right.
That, you know, just, you know, being busy and preoccupied by the means that are supposed to mm-hmm. to make you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For sure that yes. could be a sort of, you know, consequence. But this is what actually, this is what is mentioned in the, you know, in our holy scriptures as ghafla, you know, negligence. So
okay. So
you have to be careful all the times, and you have to be mindful of these problems that may, you know, happen for you on the right path, on the path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it doesn't mean that you have to, you know, just forget about these things, because they may make some problems for you or may impede you from getting close to Allah, while they may actually be a sort of means for you or a sort of help and supporter for you to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Okay, so still, Brother Ali Alevian, we can progress and we can develop, but we can consider Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all the aspects and dimensions of our development. Here, theocracy in the true sense of the word, if one rules over the world, well, the people has to get back into their fitrah, but we are busy so much with our surroundings in today's world, especially in the 21st century. You see how the media is working on the minds of the people. The people sometimes are forgetting themselves, let alone to think about the God inside themselves. So this is what the human beings are busy with in today's world. Sheikh Qasim Mohammadi and Ali Alevian, thank you very much for your presence in the program Viewpoints.
Thanks to you, bro.
My pleasure.
And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to us on Arab English Radio. This is Viewpoints. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/Ian. Also, visit our YouTube channel and Instagram page, Call of Islam Radio. To another episode, God bless you. Fi amanullah.
The same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I wanna have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. Guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong in a world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone, anything in life.